VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. This is your host, Ken Miao, and you're listening to VoiceTube's weekly CNN10 Pronunciation Challenge Show, bringing you what's new. And now it's time for our news briefing. Dear listeners, perhaps by now you would have already known the results of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. That's right. Congratulations to Joe Biden, who has just become the new president-elect of the United States, beating Donald Trump with 290 to 214 electoral votes. For today's CNN 10, let's take a look at a recap of the final presidential debate. The planned debate topics were titled Fighting COVID-19, American Families, Race in America, Climate Change, National Security, and Leadership. On the topic of coronavirus pandemic, Donald Trump mentioned that his administration is doing a fine job on battling the pandemic by closing down the economy. He also pointed out that in Europe and many other places in the world right now, the pandemic is still on spikes, whereas in the US, the mortality rate is down by 85%, which is lower than most countries. As most of you know, that Trump was infected with the virus and recovered from it, so he did not forget to reassure that he has got better and immune, and the vaccine is ready and will be released within weeks. On the other hand, Joe Biden criticized that Trump does not have a comprehensive plan to help with the nation's healing and recovery from COVID-19. Biden emphasized that he will encourage everyone to wear a mask in the public, and in the meantime, he will invest in rapid testing. Biden also stated that he will set up national standards on how to open up schools and open up businesses so they could be safe and provide them the financial resources to be able to do that. On the economy during the pandemic, Trump insisted on reopening the country, while Biden emphasized that there must be clear standards first. Check out their debate.
We have to open our country. We're not going to have a country. You can't do this. We can't keep this country closed. This is a massive country with a massive economy. You know, I've said it often, the cure cannot be worse than the problem itself. And that's what's happening. And he wants to close down. He'll close down the country if one person in our massive bureaucracy says we should close it down.
I'm not shutting down the name, but there are, look, you need standards. The standard is if you have a reproduction rate in a community that's above a certain level, everybody says slow up, more social distancing, do not open bars and do not open gymnasiums, do not open until you get this under control, under more control. But when you do open, give the people the capacity to be able to open and have the capacity to do it safely.
All right, dear listeners, that was a short recap of the final presidential debate. Please watch the CNN 10 video for full content and find out more about Gigafire, the California wildfire that has burnt over 1 million acres. And now here's our sentence of the day. The planned debate topics were titled Fighting COVID-19, American Families, Race in America, Climate Change, National Security, and Leadership. Once again, the planned debate topics were titled Fighting COVID-19, American Families, Race in America, Climate Change, National Security, and Leadership. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, debate. Debate, which means serious discussion of a subject in which many people take part. For example, presidential debates are held for candidates to expose their political opinions and proposals. Number two, climate. Which means the general weather condition found in a particular. Number two, climate. which means the general weather condition found in a particular area. For example, he could not stand the terrible climate in England, so he moved back to California. Number 3. Leadership. Leadership, which means the characteristics that make a good leader. For example, the company flourished under Jack Ma's firm leadership. The company flourished under Jack Ma's firm leadership. Hey, VoiceTubers, that's all the time we have for today. Are you a supporter of Joe Biden? What do you think the US, Taiwan, and China relations would be like after he takes office? Leave me a comment below. I'm really curious about how you guys think. As usual, thanks for listening, and we'll meet again next week. Bye!